Hey, everybody, welcome back to the studio. I'm Robbie, and my web show is www.category5.tv. This is the studio that we produce Category 5 Technology TV in, and we are in the midst of setting up an HDMI clean output on a D5100. That's a camera that's available quite cheap, $350 kind of thing, on the cheap. So you definitely want to check this out if you're looking for a cheap solution for good quality video. Now, just so you know, we've got it working. As you know from the last time that we were talking, I'm going to show you all about how we do that now. I'm going to be putting together a show. I just want to let you know right off the bat. We're putting together a new show called The Show Show. And the whole purpose of The Show Show and the whole play on words there with the dual use of the word show is that it's a show about how to create a webcast, how to create your own show. It is applicable to churches. It's applicable to small businesses. It's applicable to teachers and students alike. I mean, anyone really who's got something to say and wants to create a show, the show is definitely going to be for you. So if you haven't already got it, make sure you install the Category 5 TV Roku channel on your Roku device. A quick link for that is cat5.tv/Roku channel. And, of course, if you already got it, awesome, because that's where you're going to find it. Category 5 TV is branching out into a whole bunch of other shows, not just Category 5 Technology TV, but also The Show Show. Try it, buy it. We've also got the Nature Sounds of Ontario, Canada there. I mean, some interesting stuff, and it really helps us to branch out into new areas. So that said, this is Backstage Passes. This is behind the scenes, so I'm allowed to take you on a tour of, you know, you can see how things happen backstage, and we're very, very casual because I'm here, my kids are here. You can't see them on that camera, but there you go. You know that it is, in fact, a DSLR. There they are. If I can focus. Hey, kids. Turn around and wave. Hey. Yeah. They're playing Sega Genesis because it's awesome. That's our cross promo for Try It, Buy It. Sasha's show, she's doing a review on a Sega Genesis unit that has a whole bunch of games built in, bringing back the old school retro gaming. I love it. The kids are actually really, really enjoying some of those old school games. So I love that. It takes me back. Okay. So today, this is part two of our DSLR series, really, really quick backstage pass stuff. And again, this stuff is going to be covered on the show as well. So we're going to do more in-depth and show you how it works. But I want to give you a sneak peek because I know you've been following on YouTube and through the forums over at Telestream. And I appreciate your interaction as well. It's been nice talking to some of you and learning kind of what you know what you're going to be using this for. And a couple of you have already bought a D5100. The reason that I've chosen this camera is because it is so cheap and because our friends at Nikon Hacker have already cracked a lot of the stuff that has to do with the firmware. So that opens it up to doing some things that are not typically available on a cheap camera. So you see that I've got HDMI output. This is that 25-foot cable that we had in the first part of this segment. And on there, I've just got the consumer camera. So if I want to show you what I've got going on, there's the camera that I'm actually on right now. And then this is the D5100. How am I pulling it in? All right. So we looked at it last week. You know that it was stretched out. I talked to Simeon Pilgrim. He's one of the guys at the forefront of the Nikon Hacker Group. And they create the hacks, the firmware that allows us to break some of the stuff in the camera, not in the traditional sense of breaking it like you dropped it and it's shattered, but to crack the codes that allow us to do clean HDMI output, for example. You notice that all the on-screen stuff is gone? You can't normally do that, right? You plug this in and you're going to have all that stuff on the screen. So, okay, you got a little bit of a glimpse there, but just to show you, that is Telestream Wirecast. Okay, so I've got Telestream Wirecast version 6, and you'll see what I'm talking about with autofocus. My autofocus is going crazy, right? And you also see that with the Nikon Hacker firmware, I'm still stretched out. Now, Simeon commented on our YouTube channel, Linux Tech Show, that's in fact because the camera sensor it grabs the image a little bit differently than, say, a camcorder would, because a camcorder is going to capture the 1920 by 1080 and send it directly over the HDMI. Now this, they're trying to pull as much data from the sensor as possible and then give it to you, and it's not a 16:9 true frame. So that's why I end up gaining 20 pounds on this camera. I look much better on this camera. Thank you very much, Simeon Pilgrim, trying to make me look fat. I say if I wanted to gain 20 pounds, I would do it by bacon, not by firmware. Okay, so what am I going to do? Well, you heard me mention a couple of times that we're using Magewell cards, and that is, there is good good reason for that. First of all, okay, so this camera is going into a Blackmagic Intensity Pro. That's what I had been using previously to picking up a Magewell card. And it's an okay card, but to be honest, it's very, very limiting. I don't know if you've used one. I'm going to pull up Telestream Wirecast on the screen here. I'm going to pull up my settings for that particular card. So let's bring up my Intensity Pro. So here we go, and you can see all the different capture devices that I have. So here's my Intensity Pro. Looks fine, right? You've really just got, you know, the ability to set to specific resolutions, which is fine. But the problem with that is that if you step outside of that, it's going to just give you a black screen. So that's a problem. Now, this will pull from the D5100. However, you notice, what do I got? I've got the ability to change the resolution frame rate. I've got the ability to deinterlace or not, and to apply. That's it. That's lame. And that sucks. I want to show you why the Magewell card blows Blackmagic out of the water. Okay, so I'm going to switch shots here to this camera. Yeah, okay, so see, I'm stretched out. I'm going to switch over to Telestream Wirecast. I'm going to bring up the source for this particular camera. And this is on the Magewell card. Now, I've put in the 4K capture card. That's the XI100DE. And it's HDMI video capture it's over HDMI. Let's see what's going on there. Yeah, okay, so I've got frame. And let's see if I can bring it up here. Sources, show source settings. And so there's my Magewell card. What is going on here? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, HDMI, there's two inputs on there. There's the one that I'm actually using. Whoops. Okay, so you see I'm pulling in at 720p. I could be pulling in at 1080. And, of course, if my source allowed it, I could actually pull in at 4K because this card supports up to 4K, and that's the idea. So you notice, okay, device deinterlacing, that's obviously a part of it. If you've got an interlaced source, I'm using the 720p output patch, which is progressive, so I don't need to use deinterlacing. And I like that because it's going to reduce my CPU usage because it's already progressive. I don't have to deinterlace the video, which takes more CPU power. So that's why I'm doing 1280 by 720 and no device deinterlacing. Okay, so now here's where the Magewell card shows off. All right, you ready for this? Configure. Now, you see that my face is frozen. That's okay. You can still hear me. Now, look at what we've got here. HDMI, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here you go. It knows that it's pulling in a particular type of video. It knows that we've got 750 lines off of the capture card. That's also seems to be pulling 60 frames per second. And it's showing as a progressive scan. That's what the P means. So HDMI input with audio, but we don't use the audio off of that. So it's auto-selected and it's picked up on that camera and it knows that that's what it is. So you notice what the Magewell card gives us is it gives us the ability to change the way it crops and fills the screen. Uh-huh. So typically it's going to be keep aspect ratio, fill border with black. That's the typical behavior. So in our case, then we would have black borders. But what I want to do is I want to actually fill the image output and watch what happens if I increase the width. Let's just go way up there. So see what's happening to my resolution? 1400 by 720 is probably about where I'm going. Look at this. Okay, 1390 by 720 is as best I can, high as I can go. So now I'm going to fill the output image, and then I'm going to hit OK, and that's going to get rid of the stretching. Notice that? So I've got a black bar over there, but I can get that out in Wirecast. I'll show you how to do that. So go back to configure here. I want to show you why else. Okay, remember that the Blackmagic Intensity card had no settings whatsoever. Look at that. The Magewell card lets you adjust in live mode your RGB, brightness and contrast of each channel. Also lets you, look at this, hue and saturation, gamma. You can set your white balance and everything it's all there, right? Just like a typical driver would allow you to... white balance, I see, is grayed out. I'm not sure why that is. But you get a lot more options with the Magewell card than you do with the Blackmagic Intensity Pro. So this gives me the ability to change the saturation, for example, change the hue, get it a little bit brighter or darker depending on the environment, directly from the driver. So now that I've done that, okay, see what I've got. Now I can switch back to my camera source, and you'll see that I've got a black bar over there, but the picture looks great. I'm not stretched out. I don't look fat. Well, at least no fatter than I do on this camera. Anyway, all right. Now, watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring back up Telestream Wirecast, bring up my shot. There we go. This is so easy. There's my shot, right? And I'm just going to... I'm holding in the wrong key. Holding my Alt key. And then I can just kind of zoom in just ever so slightly. There you go. And, I mean, it's not going to be lossy enough that you're going to care. Okay, so I've just gotten rid of that black bar on the side. There we go. Now... There you go. Perfect. Now, see the autofocus going crazy? Now, I'm going to turn off autofocus so that we don't do that. I'm going to get a nice focus there. Look at how I can blur out the background with the nice f-stop. There we go! We've got a D5100 looking beautiful on Telestream Wirecast. And the way to do that is with a Magewell capture card. Now, that's, again, I'm using the 4K card, and it's downward compatible to any resolution. That's why we wanted it, because we are going to be also demonstrating using the GH4 and a couple other cameras as well in 4K mode with live digital cropping, so that you can get 720 and 1080p frames and move them around on a 4K cam on a 4K source. So that's why we need this card. But look at that. Look at how gorgeous that looks. I don't know if my focus is perfect. I'm only looking at the preview window over here, right? But that, to me, looks pretty darn good. So we're going to want to change our, let's see, up on my camera here. I'm going to change camera. There we go. Okay, so over here, we've got an exposure button. I can hold that in with the hacked firmware. I can hold in the exposure button, and then I can dial the wheel, and I can actually change the exposure on the fly. Look at that. Okay, so you can get that really, really nice mix, the nice color, the nice exposure, which is going to affect your color, obviously. And that is, again, provided with one of the Nikon Hacker firmware hacks. So now I'm still holding in that that button. I'm going to hit the lock button for auto exposure. Now my exposure is locked, and it's going to stay like that. So even if I go toward, I don't have all the lights on, but there's a light on over there, and it's not changing my exposure. Look at that. So my exposure still stays real, real nice. Welcome to the studio, by the way. Here we are this is the studio for Category 5. There's our chroma key room. We've got the interview area over there. Notice what I can do with the focus, right? Our audio rack, which you're going to see on the show, you're going to see all this stuff. And kids over there in what is normally our audience seating when we're live on the air. But of course, again, this is kind of a backstage view just for you. So I hope that you'll watch the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be not quite as casual as this, a little bit more professionalism. Not so much the handheld shots, but I'll probably use a tripod for most of it. But it is going to have the same kind of, we're teaching and showing you how we do things over here. And some of the cool stuff that we're going to be able to do using, everything from DSLRs, cheap DSLRs. I've got see that iPod behind me? An iPod Touch we're going to be using as a live camera source on Telestream Wirecast. I know you know it can be done. We're going to show you some of the really cool things that you can do with that kind of setup. That's all happening on the show. So really, this is all I need to show you for the HDMI thing. I mean, did you think it was going to only take two quick little behind-the-scenes videos? But that's it. That works. And it looks great. Thank you so much to the guys over at Nikon Hacker. And thank you to you for watching. I'll remind you, too, to check out our show, Category 5 Technology TV. Check out our channel, Category 5 TV. And our website, category5.tv, of course. But on our channel, you can pick up all of our shows, including the Backstage Pass features and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited about this. That looks good. I hope that we're going to be able to launch this on the show in the next couple of weeks. Let's switch back over here. You can see I'm using the 18-55mm lens on the camera right now. And just to answer the question that has been asked, we've got live view going out over HDMI, right? So you see on the LCD, there is no, there's nothing on it when we're doing this through Telestream Wirecast. Now that's with the 1080 patch. I'm interested to see, and we'll do this on the show. We'll test it with the different patches. I'm using the 720 patch, am I not? So we'll do some more playing around anyways. And I'll show you how to do the patches and stuff. I was also talking to Simeon over at Nikon Hacker, and he's going to come on, and because the question comes up, you know, when I'm hacking the firmware, what does this feature do? What does that feature do? I mean, I look at things like the Star Eater, and while you or I may know what that is, somebody who's never heard of Star Eaters before may think, well, what on earth? Why would I? Like, what is that? Right. So we're going to go through bullet point by bullet point and say, okay, well, this is what this does. This is what this does. So that when you build your firmware for Nikon Hacker, for your camera, you're gonna know exactly what it is that you want to select. So I think that's going to be a really good thing. That's going to be on the show, and that's going to be happening. We're going to get this thing going as soon as possible. It's probably going to be happening within the next few weeks. Simeon's on deck and on board, so we're going to make that happen, and that will be episode number one, and then you're going to see some redundant stuff that you've seen here as well, with a little bit more of a professional edge, but I think it'll be a lot of fun for you, and we're going to learn a lot. You're going to save a lot of time and money, too, because it's... You know, I'm going to do all the experimenting for you and show you what works, what doesn't. I mean, you might have gone out and bought an Intensity Pro card thinking, oh, that's going to work. Don't do it, right? You saw why we're going to use a Magewell card. So, and that's going to be nice. I'm going to love being able to adjust the saturation because I like to bring down the saturation just a little bit. And to not have to do that in post-production is beautiful. Do you want to know what that's going to do? This will be the final thing that we're going to do today. I want to show you what changing our saturation is going to do for our picture. Because, you know, I look super bright, super crisp and clear. So I'm just bringing up my drivers here. Why don't I show you? I bring it up. I'm going to click on the right camera this time. Configure. And then go over here to Video Proc Amp. And let's see if I can bring down my saturation down to, let's do 85% just to see what that looks like. There you go. Okay, that's looking kind of nice. Let's go back there again and bring it down to... All I'm doing is I'm desaturating the image a little bit. Let's bring it down to 7... Well, I'm going to get to 71, aren't I? 69 to 71. Try that. So what ends up happening is you get this softer kind of tone to the image, which has more of a film quality to it. It's a little bit less saturation. Digital cameras really have a... high saturation level, this kind of softens it just a little bit. And you can play with that. I've brought it down awfully low there. Might bring it up just a little bit. But to be able to make those kind of manipulations without having to go into post. So that means I can do this in Telestream Wirecast, and I'm doing it on the fly, and I can change it like that and make my picture look great so that when I record to disk, which is exactly what I'm doing, right? Oh, I'm out of focus, but there it is. There's the record. Then... I don't have to then take it into an editor suite and recolorize and fix it up. So there you have it. I think that's a great additional feature, as well as the fact that I can make it so that I'm not 20 pounds heavier like the Blackmagic card would do to me. So there you have it, folks. Take care. Thanks for watching. And I look forward so much. I can't wait to show you the show. And I hope that you'll be along for the ride. So we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.